2-6-2-6-2. Blue Ridge to Mirror Net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. You can check in also by Echolink, node 545-072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, W4DJW with one announcement.
W4DJW, please go ahead with your announcement at this time.
Thank you, Wendy. As everybody may very well know, we acquired a lot of ham gear over the weekend. It's a whole lot of ham gear. And we're looking for a half a dozen people with laptops and spreadsheet software and a camera and some time to go help inventory this large quantity of ham radio gear. We're planning on putting that gear on the swap net. And we need to get it on computers and in a spreadsheet format with a picture before we can do that. And there's so much of it, we're thinking if we go in teams of six, that we'll be able to plow our way through all of this a whole lot faster than one person having to do that all by themselves. If you are interested and you have a laptop and a camera and some time, send me an email. My email address is good on QRZ, or it's davewatson@charter.net. You can send me an email, let me know, and we'll once we get a half a dozen people, we'll plan a day that we go up to the site where all of the equipment is stored, and we'll go through documenting the ham radio gear that the club acquired over the weekend. Thank you, Wendy. You can check me in negative and negative, and appreciate you calling the net tonight. W4DJW, back to net control.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for that announcement, Dave. I have you checked in also. Sounds like it'll be a kind of a fun job to catalog, I guess I would say, create a catalog of all the equipment. And I'm sure those who go and help out are able to, you know, put things on their wish list for the swap meet. They'll know what's coming. So I encourage you to contact Dave, W4DJW, about that process. Sounds like it'll be fun, like a treasure hunt. Have any questions about the announcement? This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. Before calling the individual radio frequency groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. I have 18 early check-ins on my list, so settle in and I will read those off. First up, I'd like to list my husband, W2MJB. Then we have Mr. Fred and Miss Isla checking in from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, and N4IEI. Next, we have Don in Piedmont, KG4PFI. Miss Linda from Piedmont, KG4QLQ. Next up, Mr. Andy from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Jim checking in from Pelzer, KW4TS. Jason from Williamston, KD2RKN. Mr. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR. Jack from Greenville, KJ4UHF. Kurt from Greenville, KM4BLH. Leroy from Taylor's, KA5WLL. Mr. Landon from Dacusville, KG4WNP. James checking in from Greenville, KF4RVH. Mr. Pat checking in from Malden, K4OSH. Mr. Bill from Anderson, KC4W. And I have finally Mr. Andrew checking in from Simpsonville, W2AMD. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to give an opportunity for Echolink stations to check in. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. Chandler and Easley. I'll stick around for some comments and good evening, everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chandler checking in from Easley, KO4WWZ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chandler, and I have you down for some rad chew later. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to go ahead and start us with our regular check-ins, the alphabetical list, and it being Monday night. We're going to start with the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please check in by calling KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Wendy. Thank you for calling the net.
KN4HTP. Everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, in 4HHC, Warren Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
4HTP. Wendy, and welcome back. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative negative tonight, Wendy. Thanks.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. Hope you have a good evening out there, Mr. Patrick. Next up, I'd like to recognize Warren checking in from Taylor's, N4HHC. Thank you for joining us tonight, Warren. Then I'd like to welcome my friend Harry checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. I had a great nearly a month-long trip visiting my dad out in, he lives out on the edge of the Mojave Desert. So, and it wasn't terribly hot this time. It was pleasant, so I really enjoyed my trip. So, thanks for the welcome home, Mr. Harry. Is there anyone else in the group Echo Through Hotel? Echo Through Hotel, who would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control. Check.
Miss Wendy, I apologize. This is KO4NUE. I got tied up and missed my turn in the announcements block. And I would like to make a short announcement before you get any further with the roll call. I'm so sorry for messing things up and being out of turn. My apologies.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. No problems, Mr. Chad. Let's go ahead and hear your announcement now.
I apologize for being late, everybody. This is KO4NUE. I'll be brief. Any station on this frequency, I need your help during the day when you are mobile or you are at your home station. We have had some really awful man-made interference on this frequency during the day and in the evening hours. I would like for each station to write down to look up my call sign on QRZ. My email address and telephone number is there. if you are mobile during the day or if you are at home, anytime you hear this man-made interference, and trust me, you will know it when you hear it, please email me the following or call me or text me your call sign, your location, whether you could hear that individual on reverse, and the time of day. Now, I've been posting these announcements now for, this is the third day, and I have had a lot of results in the last couple of days with this. Let me let my radio drop. For all of you that newer operators, when you put your radio on reverse, that gets on the repeater input frequency. And if you can hear that cue, that man-made interference, or not, Mr. Warren mentioned the other night in 4-HHC, and I learned today that understanding the stations that did not hear that man-made interference on reverse is just as important as the stations that can hear it. So, with that said, I'll end it. At the end of the net, at the end of this net, Miss Wendy, when you close the net out, I'm going to transmit my call sign for 45 seconds as a test so that stations can practice going to the reverse frequency on their radio and get used to using reverse. And if you don't mind, shoot me an email or a text and tell me if you heard my station on reverse, just as a test. KO4NUE, clear.
N4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Mr. Chad, for that announcement. It's a good exercise for us all to practice using our radios, and it sounds like a good exercise. So thank you for explaining that, and we'll definitely, I'm going to learn how to do the reverse after tonight's net. So thanks for that, and encourage everyone to participate with this. At this time, I'd like to check and see, does anyone have questions about Mr. Chad's announcement?
Just comment. Today's Friday. Good evening, Miss Wendy. Chad, just wanted to let you know, buddy, over here in the Piedmont area yesterday, I totally forgot to text you or call you. You're in S1 over here in the Piedmont area on reverse near the Magna Drive area. But as for the man-made interference, me and my father, KI4MRA, we've noticed it very strong in the Greer area, but we have not checked on reverse, though. This is KO4NNH, back net control.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us back to our check-ins, and right now I'm checking in the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if your last letters of your call sign begin with one of those letters, please check in now.
Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Nelson. In Greenville, the route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Nelson checking in. Mobile in Greenville, KO4GUN. Thank you for joining us tonight, Nelson. Hope you have a good drive. All right, at this time, I'll go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KN4HTP to check in.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
HTP. Glad to have you back in the neighborhood. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark. Good evening to all on the wet, on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Mayor Control. Turn. This is Kilo Fox 4. Charlie Kilo Tango, KL4CKT, and my name's John. My location is in Honeyapave, South Carolina, and I just got through calling the Anderson Net, or Anderson, South Carolina Net, on 146790, and I call it every Monday night. So everybody can come over and check in with me over there on Monday night. We have a net every night over there, but I'm the net controller on Monday night. So good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net, and you got a good net going tonight. And I appreciate the good work you do for amateur radio and for the Greenville Club. KF4CKT, back to net control.
It's TP. Can you please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. My name's Duncan. I'm up in Asheville, North Carolina. Mark me negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Welcome, James. Next, I'd like to welcome Sid from Fletcher, W4IOE. Mr. Sid, you have such a friendly voice on the radio. Thanks for joining us tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. John, checking in from Honeyapath, KF4CKT. John, thanks for calling the net over in Anderson on Mondays, and I invite anyone who can communicate with Anderson to check in with them. I think the net is at 8:30, and they call it every night. John just happens to be the Monday night net controller. So, next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Duncan. At this time, I'll take a break and we'll go to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and we'll hang around.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend John, KN4RJN, checking in from Brown Summit. Thanks for joining us tonight, and I have you down for some rat chew later. All right, EchoLink stations again. EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, good evening to you. Good evening, good evening to yourself and the net, Wendy. If you would check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Wendy, to yourself again, all on the net. No traffic, no queue.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Stephen, checking in from Greenwood. KA4PQA. Thank you for joining us tonight, Stephen. All right, I'll give another opportunity at this time for the group India through Lima. India through Lima, please check in by calling net control.
Welcome home. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Check in AA4QS, Saul and Cole, M4DME, Paul, he's in the Cole. We'll be negative, the hell of on that.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry, checking in from Greer, and his wife, Miss Donna, KK4JBQ, and KC4MFK. Larry, I hope you and Miss Donna are having a good evening. And thanks for the welcome home, too. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Donald, AA4QS, and I believe you said you're in Cole. And then the other call sign, Paul, I only got DME. So if you could recheck Mr. Donald with Mr. Paul's call sign, that'd be great.
N4DME.
Thank you, Mr. Donald. N4DME. Got you both checked in tonight. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, I'll move us at this time to the next group, which is Mike Through Papa. Mike Through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP? Cindy, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And by telephone relay, our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. Welcome home. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4. Mike Charlie, WG4MC, this is Matt in Western Greenwood County, be native and native, 73 to you and all on the net.
GP, I should have checked in earlier, this is, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred, I'm over in Piedmont. Please also check in by telephone relay, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4 MRA. His name is also Fred. He's in rear tonight. Will be negative and negative tonight, 973.
4-8-2-2.
With the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena checking in from Piedmont, KK4ONO. Thanks for checking in tonight, Miss Lorena. I love it when it's your turn to check in on my nights. And she brings along with her Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle, KK4DMW and KM4MOQ. Please pass along our greetings to Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle. Next up, I'd like to welcome Matt, checking in from Western Greenville County, WG4MC. Thanks for checking in tonight, Matt. I hope you're having a good evening. It's nice to be back. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, checking in. He is mobile, KO4NNH. And he also checked in, Mr. Fred, who is in Greer, KI4MRA. MRA, Mr. Fred. So please pass along our greetings next time you two are together. Then I'd like to welcome Walt. Walt, you're so awesome. Listen to you. Man, your call sign, you just nailed it. Anyway, I am so glad to hear you've come through these last bit of surgery. And you sound great, let me tell you. So it just made me have a big smile on my face. So my friend Walt from Inman, K4OIM. Oh, that just felt so good, Walt. Thanks for spreading happiness by doing hard things and doing them well. So, all right. Enough gushing about Mr. Walt. I'm going to check again and see if we have anyone in the group. Looks like we're on Mike Through Papa. Mike Through Papa, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is Quebec Through Tango. Quebec Through Tango, please check in by calling Net Control.
For HTP. Please check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
For HTP. Wendy, so glad to hear your voice on the radio calling the net again. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna. I'm at home in Campobello. And also, I don't know if you put Chad down on the log or not, but if not, please check in KO4NUE, Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. He is also at home with me in Campobello. And welcome back. Thanks for calling the net.
4 HTP.
check in KO4 QLG Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf Crescent Liberty Nanator.
Here, please check in November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar N4 AHO Duggan Walhalla negative and negative 73 to net.
KN4 HTP net control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris checking in from Lyman WN4S. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chris. Next up, I'd like to recognize Miss Anna checking in from Campobello, KO4RYP. Thanks for checking in tonight, Miss Anna. Hope you're having a good evening. And I do have Mr. Chad in my log. But thanks for following up with that, because I like to have an accurate log. So, anyway, thanks for the welcome home. And then I'd like to welcome Chris checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. Hope you're having a good evening, Chris. And then I have one more station, N4AHO, from Walhalla, but I did not catch your name. So could you recheck with your name, please?
This is N4AHO. The name is Doug. I spell Delta Oscar Uniform Golf. Over.
Have that in my log now. Thanks for rechecking with me. All right. We'll go with another opportunity here for stations in the group Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please check in by calling Net Control. AN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, please call KN4HTP to check in.
KN4HTP. In Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman, I'll be negative and negative. Everyone have a nice evening.
HTP. Please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland. No traffic. No table.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, and I'm in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
N4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Steve checking in from Inman, KN4VWA. Thanks for joining us tonight, Steve. Hope you have a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome Shane checking in from Cleveland, N4ZLK. Thank you for joining us tonight. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Rod checking in, W4WOZ, checking in from the land of Waz. And you know, I've always wondered, where is the land of Waz? Is that something you care to share on the radio tonight?
Well, I can tell you exactly where Waz is. We are almost near the waste treatment plant in Greenville, just a couple hundred yards.
AN4HTP, thanks. Now I know where the land of Waz is. I love your check-in. I love it that you do that. So thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Rod. At this time, I'll give another opportunity for Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call Net Control to check-in.
Net Control. N4Z Alpha Whiskey. K4ZAW. Amos and our Mobile in Southern Greenville County.
N4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Amos checking in. K4ZAW. And Mr. Amos is mobile in Southern Greenville County. Thank you for checking in. My dog in the distance is howling her joy of her walk. It's walk time, so she's making it hard for me to hear, but she's in the other room now. But I just love pets. They give us so much joy in our lives. Anyway, so if you hear the howling in the background, that's what it is. She's happy howling. KN4 94 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'm going to move us to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please check in by calling KN4 HTP.
HTP. If you will, please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango WX4 DAT. Danny, I'm over here in Gastonia, and I'll be out after formal. 73, good night, good net.
Negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
Okay, this is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, I'd like to welcome Danny, checking in from Gastonia, WX4DAT. Thanks for joining us tonight, Danny. Then I had I'm guessing it was a double. Just, you know, voice here and there and the kind of stuff. You know what I mean. Anyway, so I didn't get any other stations after WX4DAT. So if you could recheck, that would be great.
HTP, K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, and a very good evening to all, and I must have been one of the doubles.
For HTP, Wendy, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie, Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, and I was the other end of that nearly perfect double. As soon as I unkeyed, I heard his last couple of words.
HTP, Wendy, Mark, and Annette, welcome back to God's Country. Please check in, JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Mark and all on the net.
HTP. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave in Easley. I'll be negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
AN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Roland, checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. Thanks for joining us tonight, Roland. Hope you have a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. It's good to have you joining us on the radio tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary and his wife, Miss Joy, from Easley, KI4DOS and K3JOY. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Gary, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Joy. Gary usually calls the net on Wednesday nights, and he runs the swap net, so I encourage you to tune in then. After checking in, he lists out the items that are moving, changing hands, you know, getting new life. Anyway. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Thank you for joining us tonight, Dave. Good to hear you. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll give one more opportunity to our group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, I would like to welcome Jerry, checking in from Anderson. N4DJC. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Jerry. All right, I'm going to go ahead and open our check-ins up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or net control.
STP, Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Kilo, Quebec, Funny Kings and Queens,
Jim in 6 Mile, no traffic, no round table. Good evening.
Check-in for HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Centerville. KO4PXB, I'll be negative and negative but listening.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Jim, checking in from 6 Mile. KA4FKQ, Funny Kings and Queens. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jim. Hope you're having a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, checking in from Simpsonville. KO4PXB. It's good to hear you tonight, Lloyd. Thanks for checking in. All right, we'll give another opportunity here. We're doing check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call net control to check in.
So, the 4, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Jane and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, checking in from Taylor's. W4FHJ. Right, Gene? That gets my number of check-ins up to 60. You are number 60 on my in my logbook tonight. So thank you for checking in, Gene. At this time, it looks like our check-ins have wound down for the evening. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. At this time, I'd like to check in with Chandler in Easley, KO4WWZ. How has your day been, Mr. Chandler?
It's been pretty good. I got to go to work this morning, worked all day, love to take my heart with, and then the real best part of my day is getting to come home and talk to you and everybody on the ham radio. But, Wendy, I need to talk to Chad, KO4MUE, and this is KO4WWZ for ID.
Schedule, although it is kind of fun to end the day with the on the radio. Let's check and see if Chad, KO4NUE, are you listening in?
KO4NUE, go ahead, Chan.
Hey, Chad, did you get, I know he was trying to get that list of stuff I needed for my day station, that we had some difficulty because of the it clown today. I was just wanting to know if you got all the things I needed written down.
Give me a call on landline, and we'll iron it out. KO4NUE, back to net.
Thank you, Chad. KO4WWZ, back to net as well.
And 4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Great, Mr. Chandler, I'm glad you and Chad were able to connect and hope you have a good list there going. Sounds like you're working up for something fun. All right, at this time, I will check. Well, let's check and see if anybody's listening in that hasn't checked in yet. We'll do check-ins again all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, please check in by calling Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to check in with my friend John for some RAG-2, KN4RJN, and I think you referred to your star report or something along those lines. Anyway, I'm excited to hear what's going on in the night sky, so hopefully you have some little tantalizing tidbits for us. John, are you listening in?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, we got some stuff going on here. This week, early in the morning, looking at about between 5:30 and 6, before the sun comes up, Saturn, Mars, and Venus will all be kind of clustered together, coming up. Jupiter's coming in behind him, but Jupiter comes up a little last week. He managed to get up before the sunrise, but Jupiter's coming up about the time the sun does, so you may or may not be able to see that. But all four of those planets are coming up just before dawn at about 5:30. And if you have between 5:30 and 6 before the sun comes up, if you look to the east, low in the horizon, and depending on where you're, how much of the horizon you can see, it might be a little bit later before they get up in the sky, but you can spot those. And while you're at it, if all those are coming up, and at about 5:30, if you look above them, fairly high in the sky, you might see something moving. And what you're seeing is a Chinese satellite called Yogan 6. Yogan is a series that there's 30 of them, and this is number 6. We'll streak across the sky, and you get a chance to see a Chinese clandestine surveillance satellite. So be sure and wave at it. and you should be able to see those planets early in the morning through most of the week. By next week, I think the sun will be up before they will wash the sky out before you can be able to see them. But for the rest of this week, anyway, you should be able to see it if you get up that early.
Well, John, I'm definitely going to take a look this week to see those. I can't remember if we had a... Anyway, I didn't do much stargazing this past month, although most part of the time I was in Las Vegas, and so I just figured there'd be way too much light pollution from that spot. Heck, you can see it from 100 miles away, glowing on the skyline when you're driving a car. So, but other times when I was out more in the desert, I did take the opportunity to look up, and it was nice, easy to pick out Orion and the Big Dipper and things along those lines. But how are other things going around? How's your pet doing?
This is KN4RJN. Walter's doing fine. He settled in, made peace with all the cats, and got his spot on the couch, and of course around supper time, he hangs around the table and waits for everybody to get done so he can do the pre-rinse on the plates before we put them in the dishwasher. and he looks forward to that. But he's doing all right. We went out the other day and I had him on the leash, of course, and I wasn't paying any attention. He spotted the squirrel and almost pulled my arm off, but. And I'm sure that if I took him off the leash, he would go crazy chasing the squirrels along the little stream in the backyard there. But he's doing all right. And a person that is fairly closely related to me is currently overseas in a land that I just don't want to say over the radio, helping out people, so I'm a little concerned about that, but helping out people and dealing with, let's see, how do I want to put this, kinetic disassembly devices, and so hopefully he'll get back here safe, and all of this unpleasantness over there will be over soon.
Yes, I'm with you on that. No more disassembly allowed. That would be nice. It looks like I have a couple of Echolink stations up. So, John, I'm going to just take a little break and see if they are interested in checking in. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And this time we'll invite Echolink stations to check in if you'd like to. Please call net control. All right, this is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's perfectly fine to be listening in, so no need to check in, although it is fun to check in. So anyway, we'll go back to Ragju. Not to change the topic back to pets again, because obviously you're making a more serious conversation. My son got he got a puppy. And it is a miniature schnauzer, and I never have liked little dogs, but this one is adorable. And I can get him to, I got a cat toy on a pole, you know, this little felt circle stuck on the end of a string on a little pole, and he will jump around after that like he's a cat. It is hilarious. And then when he goes, my son is on a second floor apartment, in a second floor apartment, and so when the little pup has been out on his walk and I let him go up the stairs, he's black with white beard, white mustache, white eyebrows, and a little white butt. And when he goes up those stairs, they're huge stairs for him, his little white butt is wagging back and forth with each step, and I just think it's the cutest thing, this little puppy. So I guess puppies can break through to just about anybody. Comment.
Command Control, this is N4AHO, Sergeant Wahala. I've had 6 miniatures now. There's over my lifetime, starting when I was 8 years old and up till 2016 when the last 2 passed away. They're definitely a unique breed. I don't know how old your pup is, but they'll talk. Schnauzers are talkers. And they'll also argue with you. It's really funny to watch when they do that. You tell them to do something, and the way they tell you no, or the way they express frustration or something, it's almost like a little kid. We had one that was running around the house. This was back in early 2013 and 2016. She was running around, and we had a gate up on one door. She got there, screeched to a halt, you know, on all fours, looked at that gate, and just went, oh. I mean, that's the way Schnauzers are. They'll sit there and they'll argue and they'll, you know, shake their heads, go away, like, you're not letting me have any fun. So wait till you get into that. They're great.
N4HTP. Let's see. N4HHO, I believe, Mr. Doug. Yeah, this puppy, oh, it's one of the cutest things it does. You lift it up and his back legs go out flat like it's flying, like it's Superman. It's hilarious. I don't know what it's officially called, but I call it being a plane. And he is so loyal. It just is incredible to me how he just focuses on my son, and he's the only person in the world, and only, you know, I mean, he welcomes me to his pack, but really, the son is clearly the alpha and the only one that this dog can see, and it's adorable.
The Aussies we have now are the ones who pick people, but actually, one of my Schnauzers I got when I was 11 picked me. He came out of the litter and was like, nope, you got to take me home, so I did. Yeah, great, great dogs. You'll have interesting conversations with them. Smart, the one we had back that we got in 1993, little Greta, tiny little miniature Schnauzer, fought off three some kind of critters on the porch that got in our house in Florida. And they were all about 20 pounds or bigger. She just whipped them all up. She came back bleeding, high-stepping front feet, just, you know, like the victorious Klingon warrior or something. She came back in after chasing those three things out of the, I think there were three coons, actually, that was it. She chased them out, came back in, bleeding four or five places, and just did the high-step trot, like I said, just a you know, I was victorious. So you'll love them, they're great, and you'll probably end up with more than one.
KN4HTP. Yeah, when you said that trot, this little puppy can prance like it's like he's a Clydesdale. He just prances with those legs up. Oh, just melts your heart. Anyway, yeah, I haven't ever hung around with a miniature Schnauzer before. I've been partial to Greyhounds, so. So I was having to shuffle my feet around. I mean, I can't accidentally step on my dog. She's way too big. But this little puppy, I had to be careful. But he was learning fast to get out of my way. I was helping my son unpack. He moved into a new place over the last month. But anyway, thanks, Doug. That was, it's fun. It'll be fun to compare the little dog story. So I'm glad you're listening in.
Talk about the Schnauzers. definitely, I'd say get your puppy a puppy if you can. I know they're not cheap, and feed them a good food, not some terrible store-bought thing, because they can tend to develop kidney problems and other little issues. But the dogs, I've had minis only last 11 years, and others go 14 years, and still going strong, so just take care of them, they'll do well. And the nice thing is they don't smell and they don't shed, too. That was great. Don't ask me about how Aussies shed. This is N4AHO.
This is KN4HTP. Yeah, when I was out visiting my dad for a few weeks and my son. Anyway, I got home and I ran the vacuum around and I was like, oh my word, my dog sheds. She totally is having her big spring shed right now. I couldn't believe how much hair I had to empty out of that vacuum. But anyway, nobody really likes to talk about cleaning, so let's not. I'm going to take a pause here and see if there's anyone listening in that would like to check in. I'm checking people in all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Alpha through Zulu. Please check in by calling Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to go back to John, KN4RJN. Do you have any anything blooming in your yard yet?
This is KN4RJN. We got some daffodils popped up and some irises and some other stuff. I don't know, flowers. You know, I'm not a biologist. But yeah, when talking about the pets, I discovered by accident that my dog at least partially thinks it's a cat, because when we got the little laser pointer out to play with the cats, oh, that drove him crazy. He was chasing a thing like you wouldn't believe. And of course, you know, cats are 20 pounds and he's 60 pounds, so you can't, you know, get him going too fast or you're going to have, you know, property damage. But he likes to chase the laser thing. And right now I'm having the back deck rebuilt, so he can't go out on the deck and look out and watch the squirrels and all that kind of stuff. So I have to take him out in the yard and walk him around. And there's a number of, you know, weeds and onions and whatnot growing in the yard. So, yeah, we got things popping up.
Mm-hmm. Those onions, but I have never tasted them. Have you tasted them before?
No, I haven't. I haven't tried those, but I've got enough onions in my yard right now. And instead of a lawnmower, what I need is a salad shooter. I can smell them after you mow them, that onion smell. And based on that, I don't think I want to taste them.
A lawnmower can be a salad shooter for certain animals. Oh, you just hit some of the funniest things. That's a good one. Yeah, not the lawnmower, the salad shooter. Well, Mark finally had to break down and mow our lawn. I think it was last Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday. So it's all short out there. I don't think we have anything blooming right now. So the big tree in our backyard is a late to get its, it doesn't bloom, but it gets its little green buds. There we go, buds. So it doesn't turn green until later in the spring than other stuff does. But we have some amaryllis out there, but they haven't come up either. But they're later in the summer that they're happier. For some reason, they love that high heat and humidity. So have you noticed what kind of weather are they expecting for you tomorrow? I saw there's a warning out for rain and flooding here in the Simpsonville area.
Okay, for our day. I don't think it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Well, maybe later on in the day. I think, let's see, this is what, Monday? I think Wednesday we're supposed to, they're looking at potential heavy rain, thunderstorms, that kind of thing. That line that's coming in from out west is headed this direction, and we're supposed to get some of that. But, Army buddy Kathy, I wanted to know if you had a chance to check out her books.
Her books online, and I think I'm going to go with the one that's more science fiction related as the first one I'm going to read. So, I love murder mysteries, though. So the one in the convent, the murder in the convent, that's what that one's tempting to. So maybe I should ask Miss Kathy which one I should read first.